settings across existing devices. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest 49ers to ever lace them up, linebacker Navarro Bowman joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Navarro, thank you for your time. How's retirement treating you?
Hey, I can't complain. I'm enjoying it a lot. Just being around the family and watching the game from afar.
Take us through the process. So recently you signed with the Niners. What is it, like a one-day contract so that you can come back and officially retire as a Niner? Take us through how all that came about.
Yeah, just me sitting at home, just contemplating whether what I wanted to do with the game. And I just decided to hang it up. I wanted to be a Niner at the end, but, it just didn't work out like that officially. But it was great that they welcomed me back, and the guys really, opened their arms, man. I just enjoyed being back out there. For them to give me a chance to be on their roster for a day, that means a lot because it really solidifies and shows in the complete hard work. And my family, my kids can also see that. I was a Niner, for a while, and I put in a lot of work for them. And I'm just grateful to have had the career that I've had.
And it's an incredible career, and you and Patrick Willis combined to possibly be the greatest linebacking tandem in the history of this proud organization. When you look back at your time, particularly with Patrick Willis, do you take great pride in being able to form that kind of a teamwork and a partnership in the defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think, anytime you get a chance to, play next to, the best linebacker at the time when I came into the league, me being a linebacker and really wanted to be one of the best also, I wanted to pick his brain and really see exactly how he was on and off the field, how he became that type of linebacker. And that's what you have to do in order to be great. You don't have to be stuck in your ways and think you know it all. I think the openship and the friendship that we've built over the years allowed us to have that success on the field. Sometimes people didn't even know who was making the tackle. And that's just a testament to how hard we worked together, making sure we was doing everything right.
Navarro Bowman, what's up, brother? I loved watching you play. I knew one thing, you were going to pull the trigger. You see it, you go get it. See ball, get ball. Go get it. So I knew you was going to hunt every single Sunday. When you think about where you're at and where you kind of your illustrious career, when did you kind of know when it was over? Because, I thought when you came to the Raiders, I thought you played well, you moved well. You made some huge plays even there. Was it just like, what's the biggest thing? Because I know mentally you still want to do it. I know mentally you still love it. And, I tell people all the time, I tell them it's not the crash to kill you, it's a sudden stop. Something that you've been doing since you're 3, 5, 6, 7 years old, and all of a sudden – the way that it ends when it's taken from you, when you know you have so much more in the clock, so much more yet to give. What was it that you just knew that is the body, the knee? How was it when you just like, okay, and my phone's not ringing like I would think it'd be? Was it the money, or were you just said, okay, I'm willing to step back away from the game?
No, I mean, I just think I was chosen to play this game, and I went about it the right way, every single day that I played it. And I just felt like, I had an injury. I came off the Achilles and was working towards getting back to where I was. And the clock ran out on the office end. But, I always know who I am, as a player and things like that. And I just felt like, when you do 7 years at one place and, then you have to leave, you do the double number, which is 14. I don't think I was going to get to 14, so. You kind of just start putting things in perspective and going out there and making that name on the back live forever. And I think when I went to the Raiders, that's what it was all about. It wasn't really about the money. It was just about me not moving my family so far, so fast, them enjoying life out there in California. So I chose to go to the Raiders and just face the facts. Here I am with another team who don't know me, so they're going to make me start from the bottom to the top. But once I get out there, they'll understand who I am and which type of player I am. So once I got out there, man, I just laced them up and just tried to play the game the best that I knew how to with that chip on my back, with those guys down the road. Being a 49er for so long, I just wanted to show them that I still had some stuff in the tank and if you go back and watch that last game I played in San Diego, I mean, that speaks volumes to me. Just because it was the last game that I played, and I think I led the team in tackles, and I gave it all that I had. Even though we didn't have a chance, you know, to go to the postseason, the type of player that I am and the guys that I represent from the start of this thing, I couldn't let them down, knowing that this possibly could be the last, but in the end, you're going to say that he's a baller. He gave it everything he had every Sunday.
The great Navarro Bowman joining us here on 95.7 The Game. High school, Penn State, the Niners, the Raiders. Do you have a favorite all-time football game that stands out to you?
I'd say my first one. You know, my first one as a second-year player going in to replace Tequio Spikes. Huge shoes to fill. And believe it or not, it was do or break. You know, if I wouldn't have went out there and balled, they probably would have went another direction. So I understood, you know, what it was to go out there and play. And I think I had 18 tackles my first game, and I just didn't look back. So that's the one game that I can say nobody had any type of imprint or print on that. That was me. You know, that was all me making the decision whether I wanted to be great in the NFL or just be mediocre.
Navarro Bowman here on 95.7 The Game. One moment that many fans remember, and I know I'll never forget where I was when you had the interception at Candlestick Park, the walk-off pick six, the pick at the stick as it's being referred to in the final game at Candlestick Park. What are your memories of that play? Walk us through that moment that none of us will ever forget.
Well, you guys won't forget it, but you know, I try to forget the first half of that game or whatever it was. I don't think it was the exact first half, but I know there was an onside kick that was kicked to me, and I never missed an onside kick in practice, and that's why, you know, the coaches trusted me being on the hands team. And that game, I missed it. You know, the other team, the Falcons, had recovered it, and they started driving, and I just kept thinking about that play. And I remember Patrick saying, man, let it go. We got you. And we stayed on it. We stayed fighting. And I was able to get out that scrum and come up with the ball and take it back. And that was just a relief, man, because I don't think we would have made it to the postseason if we wouldn't have made that stop. So that's just, man, a testament to me just moving on to the next play, not getting down on myself. And a lot of kids these days have a hard time doing that. So if you can learn from anybody, learn from Navarro Bowman.
Absolutely. I have a quick follow-up because we've had a long-running debate on this show about what constitutes being at a game. Lowe claims he was at the first Barry Bonds home run at Petco Park in San Diego, but he wasn't actually in his seat. He was making his way into the stadium.
I was in the stadium.
And didn't see it, and we've been fighting about this forever. Dibs, who just asked you about the pick at the stick, he was at the game, but he left early to beat the traffic. So So since you authored the play, you're the foremost authority on this. Can Dibs say he was at the pick at the stick?
He was at the pick of the stick because he was coming in.
No, he wasn't coming. He's leaving.
Yeah,
he left.
I was in the traffic.
I was in the stadium, dog.
No one's worried about it. We already have ruled you out. We got to get to the bottom of this guy.
I was trying to beat traffic, Navarro. You know what it's like down there at Candlestick. It was crazy trying to get out of that place.
I get it, man. And you was at the game. I give you that one. You was at the game.
There you go. There you go, Dibs.
Man.
It's been resolved.
Yeah. Always been resolved. My favorite 49er, no doubt.
Navarro, you should have just gave it to him, bro. You don't be nice, Dibs. That chump. He left. He left the game, bro, right when you putting it down. I mean, but anyway.
All right, man. He probably thought we weren't going to the postseason. He probably was upset.
He gave up, Navarro. Didn't give up. He did.
He didn't even have work the next day.
But guess what? He wanted me today on his phone call, and he got it. So guess what? He understood what he did wrong. He's paying it back right now.
That's well said. Really well said right there.
And Navarro, you're the best, brother. I tell you, man, love watching you play. Love what you do and how you did it. You know, I'm glad that our paths didn't cross, because I know we would – me and you wasn't going nowhere. It would have sit down because it's going to take a while. We was going to make some noise, huh? Hey, when you think about this Niner team and where they're at now, tell me, how much does a defensive front help the linebackers and the secondary? Tell me what it does for the whole team, for secondary and linebackers.
Well, the defensive line controls the game just as well as the offensive line. But if you have a defensive line that loves to play behind the line of scrimmage, that just makes the guys behind them jobs a lot easier, you know. And I think, you know, it starts up front. You know, you start from the front and you move to the back. It's always been like that in life. You know, you never start from the back and move to the front. You know, you start from the front, work your way back, make sure you're strong, and you're only as strong as your weakest link, you know. So you protect those guys behind you by building that front line. And I think they've shown that that's what they're going towards, you know, having Defoe and those guys up front, bringing in some veterans in just to keep those guys on edge. And, you know, this is direction. I was there when we weren't playing well, and it took some time. It's a process, but the faithful is always stuck in there, and I'm sure we'll get everything back on track and be right where we need to be.
Navarro, before we let you go, what are your plans for retirement? Do you want to get into coaching? Do you want to get into the media? Have you thought about what you want to do with the next few years?
I do want to get in the media, but the problem with that is, you know, I'm back at home, you know, seeing the family, you know, and if I can do it on this side, I'll definitely do it on this side. But right now, I just want to stay home, man, and see what's open for me over here. But I'll never forget the Bay. I love the Bay. I love the fans. So I think I have an honorary captain game coming up where I'm going to, you know, come back to the game and show some love. So
where's home for you right now?
I'm in Washington, D.C.
Okay, you're in D.C.
D.C. Yes, sir. So,
not a lot of action going on there these days.
No, it's not. No, it isn't. But my son's loving basketball, and if you all know, that was my first love. So if he loves it, I love it. You know, so I'm giving everything I know to him, and hopefully he understands what it takes.
Can you still throw it down every now and then? You got the hop still?
I still got the hops, but, you know, I love to play defense, basketball and football. That was my thing. Put me on the best defender. I promise you he won't score.
I do not doubt that for one second. Four-time first-team All-Pro former Niner linebacker, the great Navarro Bowman, with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Navarro, thank you so much for joining us today. Awesome conversation. We wish you the best of luck. Anytime you're interested in media, you're coming back this way, let us know. We'd love to have you in.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Navarro Bowman, ladies and gentlemen. What a Penn State's finest. We only produce – I'm actually not going to